it came up for D-Day, all the camps were closed, and they had big signs on the sides of the road: "You are forbidden to speak to the troops," and so you weren't allowed. They weren't allowed out of the camps anymore, and then you weren't allowed to speak to them. And then one morning when we got up, they were all gone. The tanks were all gone, and that was it. It was all back to normal, sort of thing.
And when did you hear, how soon after that did you hear where they'd gone to?
Well, that was, it came on the news, this is D-Day, and the troops, so we presumed that they'd all gone off down to Leap, obviously down to Leap, because they were all facing that way. And we presumed that that's where they'd all disappeared to. But even after D-Day, there was still a lot of troops. I mean, we still had the dances and things right up, really, till, I was going to say, to the end of the war. There was always troops about, that, and the dances went on, you know. So, as I say, we had quite a nice time. Apart from the fact that I had three brothers, two brothers in the army and one in the air force, and one of them was killed. It wasn't, that was right at the end of the war. So we were very young and rather silly, really.